Last week, a venerable shopping center in Fayetteville started its own late summer festival. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis was at the first ever Evelyn Hills Chills Fest, and he brings us this report.
A sizable crowd gathered for the first ever Evelyn Chills Fest, held Saturday at the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Midtown Fayetteville. Tents lined the sidewalks in front of participating businesses in the shopping center. Bands played throughout the festival on a stage in front of Ozark Natural Foods, the lead organizer of the event. There was also a dunk tank nearby where festival goers lined up to sink willing employees. Alexis McGriff is the marketing director of Ozark Natural Foods, and she came up with the idea for the festival. She listed off about a dozen businesses that sponsored the upstart event.
We have Powerhouse Gym, Uncle Sam's, Outfitters, Handmade Market, Maudie's Seafood, Painting with a Twist, Generations Chiropractic, Einstein Bagels, White's Jewelry, Personally Yours, Avalon Nutrition, and Family Dollar.
Was it hard to get businesses to sign on to this?
At first it was, but we got a couple really core businesses here in the shopping center to really join quickly and push it. And so, you know, it was easier to get more and more people involved after that.
Powerhouse Gym provided the children's entertainment with a bouncy house and a free throw game. Owner Randall Curry explains other ways his business contributed to the festival.
We are donating free memberships. We're donating the Kids Zone. I mean, everything's going on here with all that you're seeing here with the Kids Zone. We're donating products like water bottles and different things. Pretty much all the anything you have to do with kids, we're part of.
No matter how festive the atmosphere, the event was still being held in a parking lot. But the setting did not necessarily detract from the festivities. Fayetteville resident John Metters was at the festival, enjoying some time with family.
I mean, it's different, but you know, you also look around. You got trees all around this parking lot, so it's a little different to be in a parking lot. But you know, you just kind of sit and listen to the band. You got some nice, pretty trees in the background, nice storefront here, and kind of forget about the whole parking lot part of it.
And most people at the festival did seem to forget about the parking lot part of it. No, there weren't bed races and there wasn't a petting zoo, but between 50 and 100 people milled around the various tents, tables, and other festival attractions about an hour after the festival began. But the real reason for the festival is twofold. One, McGriff says that she hoped the festival would raise awareness about Midtown Fayetteville.
I just love all the core businesses that have been here, you know, for years and years. And, you know, a lot of these businesses are local businesses. And so I really like, you know, pushing the local idea of Midtown.
And there is reason to want to raise awareness of Midtown. The past few years have seen many longtime businesses on the stretch between North and Township streets close or move uptown.
We just thought a lot about how uptown and downtown Fayetteville have a lot of stuff going on, and they're really cool places, and Midtown is kind of hurting, and we really wanted to bring Midtown back to Fayetteville and liven it up a bit, and so that's kind of where the idea came from.
McGriff says that the festival in Evelyn Hills was modeled after another young festival that sprouted from a part of town that has seen resurgence in the past few years.
You know, I really got the idea from Block Street Block Party. I think it's a really cool thing, and obviously it's not as big as that, but we just wanted to start small this year and see how we could do it, and then, you know, continue to model it after that for the next couple years.
And if the festival does grow from this year, the festival's beneficiaries will likely be happy for that. All proceeds from the festival's games and silent auction went to the March of Dimes. Melissa Wood was the representative for the March of Dimes present at the event.
March of Dimes' mission is to help babies, you know, make sure all babies are born healthy. So we do that by helping prevent premature birth, infant mortality, and birth defects. And so we do that in different ways. We have different programs. We have education pieces. We have a support system within the NIC units at UAMS and at Baptist in Little Rock. So there's a lot of different things that'll help. And it'll help, you know, people up here in Northwest Arkansas as well that have had babies in the NIC unit.
From her perspective, Wood said that the festival seemed to be a positive event.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a positive event. There's awesome live music. There's a dunk tank that has been, people have been lined up all day. And I know the benefits of that are going to March of Dimes. And so it's been a really fun event. It's a lot cooler out today. So it's been nice that everyone's been able to come out here and stay out here for a long period of time and not be too hot.
But the festival was not only a benefit for the March of Dimes. Representatives from the Madison County Animal Shelter walked around the festival with dogs for adoption, and Gifty Iguana with Traders from Africa was at a table with baskets, bracelets, and other products from Africa. She was born in Ghana, West Africa, and has lived in Fayetteville for almost 5 years. Iguana's goal Saturday was to get people to make bracelets, the proceeds from which would be used to help send aid back home to her village.
We actually take containers back, and we take books, shoes, and everything back, and we do collect shoes and all that stuff, and we get a container and we take it back to our country.
She said that any aid sent is graciously accepted back home.
It means a lot. I mean, having a book to write, having a book to read, learning, because we don't normally know English. We have to learn English in school, and just the fact of having clothes to wear, and it's just really nice.
Although the goal of the festival seemed to be the idea of helping out, whether it's babies at home, children in Africa, or the businesses in Midtown Fayetteville, McGriff seemed determined that the Evelyn Chills Fest will not fade as other festivals in Fayetteville have done in the past.
I think there are definitely some things we can learn from this festival to change and improve on for next year, but I definitely think that it's already gotten some attention in Midtown. I think it will continue to do so.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.